Herlin's Press presents My Life as a Half-Orc Princess by Jennifer Treble, narrated by Elira Dimplestitch. Chapter 1. I turned my head quickly to the right, then slowly back to the left, drawing my blade from the abdomen of the small dwarven body. It was a massacre, that was certain, but who was winning?
Sonna!
I heard a voice shout, recognizing it immediately as my father's. This feels like the place where I should say something like, my father's going to kill me now that he knows I'm here, not safely back in our camp. Except he was the one who called me here, who trained me since I was big enough to hold a blade. Who cheered me on as I took down foes twice my size with a wood blade, and then a steel one. He raised me to be a warrior. Rotha is ruthless towards his enemies and unyielding towards his soldiers. He's a fine chief, to be certain, and almost because of that, he is not an altogether incompetent father. What? I holler, piercing a particularly hairy dwarf through the shoulder blade. His long braided beard hit the ground before he did.
They're retreating! Stop going with them!
Ah, so we were winning then. I paused and took in my surroundings. I did appear to be fleeing with the dwarves. I growled to myself and began hustling back toward the rest of our orcish army.
Here!
He offered me the decorated handkerchief that hung from his belt.
Your blade is dripping.
I carefully cleaned my sword on his rag and looked up at my father's face. You've blood on your cheek, I said, pressing the back of my hand to his face and removing as much as possible.
And you've a cut on yours. When did it happen? Rolf!
He yelled the last word and a smaller, thinner half-orc came running up.
Please take care of Sana's injuries.
Injuries? Father, it's a small scratch. I'll be fine, I protested.
You don't need scarring. You'll look less and less like your mother each day. And neither your mother nor I want that for you.
I scoffed. Scars are the sign of a true warrior. I repeated the verse from memory. My mother didn't approve of what I was doing. She couldn't understand the orcish half of me, the half that needed to be strong and brave and, moreover, prove it.
Those rules aren't for princesses, P.
I glared at the pet name, but I knew it was his way of showing affection.
To the compound!
He called to the army surrounding us, turning away from the fields and toward the distant hills. From afar, it would have looked like a swamp glugging along the barren grassland. The entire army was dressed in shades of swamp green, swamp yellow, swamp brown, not to mention how most of our skin was a swamp gray with different tinges of those same yellows and greens. Even those of us who are half-orc, regardless of what the other half is, tend to end up with orcish-tinged skin. I am indeed saying most of us resemble the color of spoiled meat, but that can be pretty useful for stealth. The pelts that covered our bodies were from native animals, none of which were very colorful in nature, but were built to blend into the natural surroundings. And so we killed and skinned them so we too could hide in daylight. Huh, I said as we approached the compound. It's quiet, Father. Eerily so. What had happened here? Father's pace quickened as we reached the horn-studded gates. No one was there to greet us or question us. Father began to run. I tried to keep up, though he outmeasured me by at least 2 feet. I had not yet hit my growth spurt, and with my human heritage, I wondered if I ever would. What is it?
What is it?
I yelled as I ran. Father stopped at the edge of the compound where 2 bodies lay, arrows embedded in their chests.
A ransacking,
he managed to say before hurrying through the open part of the base toward heavy double wood doors that blocked passage into the underground portion of our base. My reaction was opposite my father's. I slowed down and looked at the bodies. I studied the arrows and took in their shaft and fletching. They weren't the typical bark fletchings of the dwarven armies, but were instead bokar feathers. My jaw hung as my feet inched past the pools of blood. A guttural cry snapped me from my stare. It was a mournful, angry cry. Without telling it to, my body began running towards the clamor, picking up speed as the anger of the cry seemed to melt into despair. The base doors were wide open and there were red stains on the pale green ground. I ran across it, nearly slipping.
Father!
I shouted, dread filling my gut, weighing me down. Mother! I stumbled through the heavy doors and into the great hall that was carved directly into the mountainside. As I came upon the seats of power, I saw my father on his knees, back to his own stone-carved throne, facing the smaller, more elegant one. Father?
Sana.
He spoke the words into the floor.
They've taken your mother.